This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. Slinky Malinky's Christmas Crackers by Lindley Dodd. Christmas was coming. Out came the tree, dressed up in finery splendid to see. Trinkets and tinsel with baubles and bows, a mouse with a hat and a very red nose. Reindeer and ribbons, a silvery bell, glittering stars, and a Santa as well. Hanging up high was a lollipop drop, and the Christmas tree fairy sat right at the top. Glimmering, shimmering, brilliantly bright, the tree was a truly magnificent sight. But someone was waiting to meddle and play, to get up to tricks in his usual way. Slinky Malinky, with mischievous glee, crept from the shadows to climb up the tree. He knotted the tinsel and swatted the bell. He batted the baubles and trinkets as well. The Santa was seized in a smothery hug, and the fairy was whisked away under the rug. The family said, "What a glorious mess. We know the culprit. It's easy to guess. A bothersome rascal, a bothersome pain. Slinky Malinky's been at it again." They gathered the tinsel and fastened the bell, the baubles, the trinkets, and reindeer as well. They hung up the mouse with the very red nose, the Santa, the ribbons, and all of the bows. "There," they all said as they studied the tree, "everything's back where we meant it to be." "Wait, there's a problem, a serious space. Where is the fairy? She's not in her place." They scrabbled and searched under table and chair, behind the piano, and out on the stair, under the cushions, on top of the sill, but the Christmas tree fairy stayed hidden and still. "Oh, foozle," they said, "what a shattering shame. If we haven't a fairy, it won't be the same." Then came a scruffle, a tinkle of bell, a wobble of bobble, a shiver of shell. Someone said, "Look, can you see what I see? There is the fairy on top of the tree."